Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Meditation Matters podcast presented to you by EcoWell Co. Oh, and given to you by your very own elegant, gracious, finally back on the mic, me, Naya Shell, your host. Ha, how you doing? Great. Today's show is going to be very interesting. It's going to be pretty much recapping the craziness that has been this year so far because we're not done yet. So in essence, we're going to really be asking this question a couple of times of what's really good, seeing that it's the title of today's episode, because that is the question that I have almost every single day. As each month continues to present something new to us, whether or not it be interesting or wretched, we are simply faced with having to simply live life in every moment. And so as I live life, and whether or not it be up or down, I continue to ask the question, what's really good? So what's really good, 2020? What's really good? I hope y'all enjoy today's show and see you in a few. All right, y'all. What is up? Long time. No talk, no listen, no lots of things. But I just want to start off by saying what's up and what's really good. Like, seriously, what's really good? I hope y'all are doing okay. There's definitely been, as we all know, around the world, so much happening. You know, 2020 started off with a bang. You know what I'm saying? It started off with like Australia on fire. Then Kobe died. Then it's like every month after that has been something just extremely catastrophic and just jarring and shaking and anxiety inducing and fear inducing and also like controlling in a way, right? And so many reasons to panic and just feel uneasy, as well as so many reasons, as I've slowly beginning to realize, so many reasons to celebrate the continued existence of life and the continued evolution and and the continued evolution of the self that I've personally have been experiencing, and I know that people that I have been in contact with have been experiencing as well. So there's a lot of ups and downs, lots of things to be woof about, right? Like, I don't even have a proper word. There probably is a word for it, but right now it's just woof. But woo, we're here. So today I'm here to talk about what's really good. You know what I'm saying? On like just this whole what's really good. Like, what's really good with me? Where have I been out? What am I up to? And what's really good with the climate? What's really good with the state of this world? What's really good with you? So what's really good? Okay. Like I asked when I first started this. Okay. But you know what? We just gonna go ahead and we're going to dive into this. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get to the chaos and the shadows of this world in a little bit. We're going to dive into a little bit of what's really been good with me. Okay. So these past couple of months, I've been going through a major transition, as we all have been, right? And for me, it's been definitely juggling career changes, in terms, and not even just like, oh, I'm changing jobs, but like literally wanting to take a completely new path and having to understand that at the same time of being in COVID and at the same time of just trying to like build on skills while also not losing my mind, because I look left and right and there's chaos everywhere and I just felt myself being dragged into the chaos constantly. So there definitely were a couple of times where I felt myself suffering from, I guess, acute depression, and it had a lot to do with just looking at the stressors and experiencing the stresses of the world and just being like, everybody is freaking suffering and I hate it, you know, like not wanting to, you know, just not necessarily not wanting to experience it or whatever, but it's more so just kind of like, this is heavy, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I wish I could help everyone all the time and just solve everyone's problems and no one suffers anymore and bam, you know, it's like magic. But woohoo, okay, that and it doesn't happen like that, right? So definitely just dealing with the pressures of seeing what's going on in the outside world and then the anxiety and pressures that I've been dealing with personally with my personal transitions, as well as dealing with my own fears, limitations, biases, belief, anxiety inducing thoughts and opinions, everything that I honestly seemingly thought that I had already dealt with or didn't know was even a problem in my life. It was like COVID happened and, you know, I'm locked up in the house and it was like, bam, now it's time for you to deal with your bullshit. And I'm just like, really? Really? It's a pandemic. Just like yelling at the ceiling. It's a pandemic. Not now. But funny enough, you know, having to pretty much, like, granted I had roommates at the time, but pretty much having to be, like, strapped away with yourself and your thoughts in the same. It's like a different kind of same, right? So one thing I realized when I stepped away from working at a desk job was just kind of like, so my job, fortunately enough, you know, I was able to switch to remote work, and just trying to, you know, adjust to the workloads and the pace, but also trying to adjust to the fact that people are dying left and right outside, and then trying not to die yourself, and then trying to deal with, like, is this a conspiracy theory? And then trying to deal with, okay, the government's out to kill us. You know what I'm saying? There's just, like, so many levels of just kind of like, yo, what's really good? Like, what am I supposed to be doing right now? And how am I expected to still be able to operate at the same place? And then all these different changes, and then everybody else going through their changes, people losing their jobs left and right, the economy going to shit, people, you know, the government not really trying to get people, you know, like, a steady stimulus check to make sure we can actually get through things. And we're sitting here like, okay, so where all my tax dollars really go, though? So again, what's really good? You know, it's like, I feel like I'm just, like, unloading on everything I've ever really thought about during this entire pandemic. And now we're in September, and I'm still asking what's really good, but I guess I've gotten to a place where I'm no longer heavily burdened by it, because I'm here podcasting. I'm actually at the mic again, y'all. This is positive. So just to put this in here for a moment, I know we've all been going through a lot of things, and it's been way different for each of us individually. I know that within my own circle, it's been different for each of us. And I just want to send a lot of love to y'all. And for you to even be sitting here listening to me right now, I want to celebrate you. I want to celebrate your life. I want to celebrate you clicking on this. And I love you. I really do. Like, I love you so much. And I really started to realize how, you know, I always, you know, let me just say it like this. I always knew that life was fragile, right? And it could be taken away at any moment. But the way in which it's just, like, COVID has just, like, shown so much on so many levels. And it's like, yeah, dog, like, I'm not going to take my life for granted. I'm not going to take anybody's life for granted. I'm not going to take anybody's situation for granted. And the importance of having compassion for myself and for everyone else around me, for the situations going on, for figuring out my role and what's going on and how I can be involved and how I can spread awareness, and how I can also increase my own personal education, you know, and history and anything else that needs to be spoken of, especially when it comes to dealing with racism in America, especially with me being an African-American woman. So it's just like, so much to deal with. And at the end of the day, it's been a lot. It's been a lot. It's been very heavy, very lot to deal with being able to show up for myself, to show up for work, to show up for my community, show up for my family, to show up for all the responsibilities that I have, or even to take on additional responsibilities to help others in any type of way, especially emotionally, financially, being able to give where, you know, where I'm able to make an actual impact. So it's just really been a lot going on. So again, I finished this part of the section of what's really good. But it's been such an interesting time of, like, self-rediscovery in a way, as well as me essentially feeling like I'm shedding additional layers of myself that I didn't even realize I had or needed to shed. So I don't know how many of you have possibly experienced that as well, but, you know, I just want to say go you for being here, go you for doing whatever healing work that you've been doing, whether or not you've realized it or not, and for dealing with any shadow selves of yourself that may have come to light, you know what I'm saying? Like, literally just go you. And also on top of that, you know, I haven't really been posting much for EcoWellco or even the podcast, but I have been doing a lot of planning and strategizing and content creation that I haven't necessarily been putting out to the world. So about what I've been doing in terms of here and EcoWellco, it's definitely been a lot of writing. I'm actually working on a book now that may take some time, you know, to really get out, but pretty much a book about what seems to be a struggle for liberation of the self in totality. And I really started writing this book when the protests first started to really happen, and I really started to think to myself, what is liberation? What does it mean to me? And what does liberation look like when actualized for all people? And what is a liberated society look like? How does it operate? And so there's so and what does it mean to be liberated on the self, and not just saying, oh, I'm free to go and do whatever I want, but no, liberated from within, liberated from the programming of the mind, right? So liberated from the matrix, even in that. So the book is a work in progress, and I'm hoping with some of the career transitions that I'm making actually very soon, and some of the traveling that I'll be doing, that this book would just flow out of me, because there were instances where it was just kind of like stream of thought, just straight flowage of information that felt so empowering. So that's pretty much what's good with me. I spent about 10 minutes talking about myself. So now we're going to go on to what's really good with the collective. Okay. I mentioned a couple of things about the pandemic and the protests and dealing with racism and dealing with healthcare issues, dealing with financial crises. I mean, shoot, there's so much going on. And I want to first say that what seems to be clear to me with the turn of 2020 is that there's a major paradigm shift going on. There's a shift of whatever you want to call it. You can call it a major paradigm shift, a spiritual shift, the great awakening of the people. Some people talking about Jesus returning. I mean, shit, he could be. You read Revelations, you know what I'm saying? You start being like, oh, damn. You walk outside, you say, okay, what chapter of Revelations are we experiencing today? Like, seriously, you know, it's real apocalyptic outside. But, you know, at the end of the day, I like to say that it's not all doom and gloom. And it feels to me, and not just based on like what other spiritual folks in the community have been talking about or astrologers have been predicting. It's more so just it feels like a massive time of rebirth. And a lot of times, like, even if you've ever been through your own spiritual awakening where you're dealing with your shadow sides, right? You're dealing with the programming, you're dealing with the mind, you're dealing with the ego, you're dealing with all the negative stuff of your life, you come across a time where, you know, you got to bring all of that to the light. It's going to come gradually, or it might all come at the same time. And what's interesting about 2020, it's like, the things that, like, perhaps not all of us have really been conscious of what's going on in the world, like, even the little, from the smallest things to the grandest atrocities of the world, it's like, it's all coming to light right now. Bam, in your face, you're going to look at me. And it's just so chaotic. It's so much to process. I'm like, dude, what am I supposed to do with all this information? And that's how I've been feeling. Like, that's what it looks like. That's how it feels like to me. That's what it looks like to me. And of course, all of us are able to deal with this differently. And so it's just that's what's feel like it's been really good with the collective. It's just a major shift. And with this major shift of this major awakening of the consciousness of the collective, or the shift of the consciousness of the collective, the energy changes, the energy upgrades, ascensions, whatever it may be. One thing that I have recently began to realize that can come out of this is a grander shift of intentionality, or conscious choosing, or conscious deliberation, discernment, conscious manifestation. Like, literally us coming out of this phase of being rats constantly on this hamster wheel, just hamsters constantly on this wheel, just going, but we're not going anywhere at all. We're not making any real changes. We're not really making any real progress. There's no true revolution. There's no true change happening for the grander collective of the all, right? Maybe there might be a little bit, but now it's like, wow, there's so much shit wrong on a global scale. And so it really makes you step back and think, like, wait a minute, first and foremost, what do I really want? What do I really want out of my life? I know one thing that I was recently reading about was just kind of like, you know, we don't have to go, folks who work in an office, right? Or who are working in whatever you are working in before COVID was a thing, you know, your offices are shut down. The jobs were shut down. So whether or not you're working remotely and you're sitting there, you're like, do I really want to do this for my life? Or you're no longer had the job that you had. And so, yes, you lost that income stream. But now you're like, wait, do I really want to stay in that line of work? So you're like asking yourself, like, what do I really want? What do I want to focus my attention and my energy on? Like, what skills do I really want to spend my time using or building on, or like, what do I actually want out of life? And that's a very individual level thing, but I feel like it's a very important thing, especially when it comes during such a time where it seems like the grander world is dealing with its shadow shit and you might be dealing with your shadow shit. And now you're like, wait, okay, I'm dealing with these things that I never thought I ever had to deal with again. And I'm also dealing with me questioning what I really want to do for work. So there's just like so much going on, and that's exactly what I was going through as well, even though like I've slowly been getting to a clearer and clearer and clearer understanding to the point where it's pretty clear for me now. But definitely COVID and just like this shaking, right? Just someone's coming behind you just shaking the crap out of your chair was definitely just kind of like this wake-up call. I was like, wait a minute, what do you really want? And the other part about it is like, not just what do you really want and what do you want to attract in your life? What do you want to align with? How do you want to grow? Do you want to grow? What do you want to end up with? You know what I'm saying? What do you want to wake up each morning thinking about? You know, what do you want to appreciate life? Do you not want to appreciate life? Do you want to celebrate? Do you want to be grateful? Do you not want to be grateful? Do you want to be comfortable? Do you not want to be comfortable? Do you want to take risks? You know what I'm saying? There's so many things that we can ask ourselves on an individual level. But I find that in addition to asking about the what's, we also need to know the why. Why do we want what we want? And shameless plug here, okay? I'm actually working on creating course content, like a digital course, you know, something real chill for all of us to do, to pretty much help guide us to unearthing our wants and understanding the why behind these wants. And I find the why super important for the simple fact that, you know, your why could be because this is what you think you're supposed to be doing, because this is what your programming or your mind or your ego or society or whatever is in you has been telling you, like, this is what you're supposed to want. So you got to want this. This is why you want this. Versus the why being like a very deep, this is your true divine essence, your true soul, your heart leading the way, like knowing yourself in a deeper way, why I want this. And I believe that there is quite a distinction between the two. Now, you could find that your why could actually be aligned with maybe what your programming wants. You know what I'm saying? Your deeper why, when you really get to that deeper why. And so this course is going to be about getting to that deeper why. Getting to the true why of the matter. Getting to the acknowledging and experiencing the true essence of yourself to be able to understand the deeper why behind your wants. And behind your what. In other words, behind your what and your why. So your what and your why come together, and your why really helps you to understand and fine tune your what, which can help to fine tune the focus that you're putting towards your wants. Okay. So that's going to be the course. I will definitely, more information will be coming out with that with time as it's being developed. So boop, 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 be on the lookout for that. But, you know, I feel like this is a really great way to segue into this final section. Maybe not final section, but this other important section of what's really good, because what's really good with the climate, dog? Like, seriously. Okay. I'm so glad you asked, because when you look outside, whether or not you're living in a place that's actively being like, that's just actively going through the climate crisis right now, whether or not you're actively experiencing right now, or you're sitting in a place where you're not really experiencing it, you're not really sure what's going on, let me tell you something. EcoWellCo, which is me, right, along with so many other organizations that have been focused on climate justice, climate science, spreading climate information, climate resiliency, climate preparedness, you know, it's, I believe this is a great opportunity, because the reality is that we have to act. It's like now or never. You see what I'm saying? It's like when you got your leave time and you like use it or lose it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is seriously a now or never situation, because the reality is that what has already been done to the environment is we're going to feel the brunt of that. We can't avoid that. But what we can begin to do is change our behaviors on an individual level as well as on a collective level. So I'm talking about the major industries that are just major polluters. I'm talking about our individual behaviors in terms of like the wasteful consumerism that is a part of the global culture. I'm talking about the way that things are produced that are for single use. So if you haven't already, check out my YouTube, where I talk about, it's YouTube, I'm Ikuweko on YouTube, where I'm talking about, you know, a couple of different things. The first thing I'm talking about is stimulus versus response. So I'm talking about how, like, if you are stimulated in some way, you are bound to respond. And I believe that that is the way in which we should be looking at the climate change and what's going on around us, looking at the environment. We stimulate the environment in some way, it is going to respond in a certain type of way. We put something into the environment, it's going to respond in a certain type of way. Somebody puts something into you, your body's going to respond in a certain type of way, or your spirit, whatever it may be. So first and foremost, just understanding the connection that we have with the environment, being that there is a stimulus and there's bound to be a response to said stimulus, first and foremost. The second thing being that we need to shift how we consume, how we build things, how we produce things, how, whether or not we focus on something or we don't focus on something, what we bring into our households. This is where we get into the conscious decision making, the conscious spending. We can use our consciousness as we begin to learn more and more and more and decide, you know, personally what's important for us consciously, right? We can begin to make shifts or what is important for us. And so when it comes to the concept of everything feeling so chaotic and out of our control, there are a lot of things that are out of our control, yes. But there are also a lot of things that are in our control on an individual and collective level. And I believe that as we continue to expand education on understanding what's going on with the climate, understanding how we could be more prepared for climate change and in what we're going to bear, what we're going to bear, because even the scientists have come out from the climate models and said that a lot of the natural disasters that we're facing right now are actually exceeding their models. Shoot, the West is still on fire right now. It's not even the West of the United States. It is the entire world is on fire. Any place that you can find a forest, or, you know, especially a rainforest. So we're talking about, you know, Brazil, the rainforest line in Indonesia, the rainforest in the Democratic Republic of Congo, pretty much. If you look at a map and you go across the line of where the rainforests are, there's fires there. Whether or not it be the fires were already existing because of what's going on with logging and just the farming initiatives that are allowed there, or it be because of, you know, something sparked the fire, like what we're seeing in California and Oregon and Washington State and all the other states along the West Coast there, Denver as well. We're just seeing these fires ravage for the simple fact that they were ignited, whether or not it be unintentionally by a person or they were ignited by nature itself. Okay. And there's lots to dive into why these fires are so intense, so just ravaging. There's so much fuel for them to just ravage and ravage and ravage on, and mismanagement of the forest. So at the end of the day, we're just seeing some of these examples. What we're seeing mainly is weird storms happening in the middle of Idaho. I don't know if you guys heard about that, but there was some sort of like land hurricane that happened in Idaho. That was weird. Then we're seeing the increased number of hurricanes happening from coming off the coast in the Atlantic. And then we're also seeing additional fires, and we're also seeing additional tornadoes. We're also, I believe, I can't remember where it was, but I think it was someplace in Indonesia. They recently had what is that thing called? A volcano erupted too. That joint, like, really, really creepy and scary. So at the end of the day, it seems quite doom and gloom. But I do want to say that there is still a significant amount of hope and a significant amount of things that we can do on an individual and a collective level in order to make changes so that the future generations that are either living right now or in your belly or coming, who knows when, you know what I'm saying? They don't have to necessarily have to deal with an even more like intense, atrocious environment. You know what I'm saying? There's like, geez Louise, y'all. Like, I'm gonna tell you something right now. I recently saw some photos about the air quality going on in Cali with these wildfires. The dude, whoever this person was, stuck their hand out and all you could see was their hand. You couldn't see anything else. It just was like this gigantic fog of orangey yellowness and you can't see past their hand. That's it. That's terrifying. I just want to say that's terrifying. And I feel for everyone that's out there breathing this in. This stuff is not healthy. It's not safe to breathe in. I just want to say this. So I know that there's a lot in our lives that we have to care about. But I want to say that when it comes to an individual level of like, what can we do to change it, instead of just viewing it as like that 2012 movie that was pretty much apocalyptic because the world ended because what can we do on an individual level is pretty much what I'll be focusing on as I continue forward with producing content for EcoWell Co. Because there's a lot that we can do. We can do it slowly but surely. We don't have to overwhelm ourselves or stress ourselves out or shame ourselves overly. This is not an environment where we're shaming, but this is an environment where we're learning and we're doing. Okay? We're learning and we're doing. I really want to emphasize the importance of learning and then taking action on what we're learning about so that we can continue to make actions. We can take action right here and right now. We can do something right now and we can hold the major polluters responsible. We are, yes, individuals are a part. We do have our own scheme in polluting, whether or not it be waste or emissions. But also there are major, major polluters like on the industrial level that we can hold responsible, on the government level that we can hold responsible. And as we continue to learn, our voice can get bigger and bigger and bigger as we make more conscious and informed decisions with our money and with our voices. So I just want to say that this is very, very important, especially with understanding with just kind of like how all this is connected. So we see what's going on in Cali. What's going on in Cali is going to affect folks over in the East Coast. What's going on the West Coast is going to come to the East Coast and beyond. Because, again, this is one system. We have one system. There are many different climates around the world, but this is one gigantic system. The wind flows because we have one sky. So we're experiencing the wind pushing all types of stuff all around our one sky. Okay, so geez, you know, there's so much destruction. There's so many things to feel, so many things to be concerned about. But I want to remember that we can definitely change what we're doing and come and join together to make a significant change. And I want to say something here also, that I am not a proponent of saying that we are being attacked by the climate or that we must fight climate change. It's not about fighting and it's not about being attacked by the climate. It's very much so about being able to be flexible, be adaptable to what's going on around us. Because yes, it is true that over time, the earth and the natural environment changes gradually. Change, honestly, is the only constant in life. As soon as we try to push against change, not wanting to evolve with the times, evolve with nature, to find some sort of harmonious balance within ourselves or each other or nature, that's when we face so much resistance. And I believe that that's what's really going on, especially when it comes to the grander experiencing the greater ills of this world, is because there's so many folks that are just not trying to change, not trying to do anything to make sure that the wrongs are righted or that there's justice sought or that there's true liberation of the people. Okay, true liberation of the self. When you don't want to face something within yourself that wants to be acknowledged, that's surfacing, then you're refusing to change, which is the only constant. It is the grander truth. But outside of that, there's much that we can do. So do not lose hope. It is not all doom and gloom. There is still much to be celebrated. There's still much to be achieved, and there's still so many ways that we can come together and connect and actually make things shake for ourselves, okay? There is true balance that we can attain as we ascend on an individual and collective energetic wave, okay? So I want to say it. It's happening. Whether or not you want to take part in the ascension is up to you, okay? Up to your conscious choice. What do you want? Why? And to top it all off, what's really good, all right? So what's left? Okay, so at the end of the day, I think that this is the time for us to just really make decisions and to commit to ourselves, to commit to the collective, and to commit to evolving, and to commit to actually bringing ideas and what we're learning into the arena with actually taking legitimate steps so that we can see change. And there's so much going on right now. There's so many people taking so much action and really fighting for the people, fighting for voices, fighting for the health and wellness of the planet, and thus fighting for the health and wellness of human beings. When I tell you something, when you're fighting for the health and wellness of the natural environment, you are inherently fighting for the health and wellness of human beings. Because what do we need in order to survive? This planet. We need this planet. Okay, great. But at the end of the day, I'm super, super excited that you guys stuck around to this point of this this podcast episode, this re-debut, right? But it's a little bit fiery and I love it. And I think that it's really important time for us to get inspired, for us to ask ourselves the important questions and to take the steps, whether that be small baby steps or the grander leaps. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a space where I'm starting to take leaps, shorty. Okay. It may seem like a little bit of an abyss in front of me, but I'm willing to take a leap into the abyss because I know at the end of the day, it's all well, that all is well. And that we're going to get to where we need to get to, but we just need to be able to make the decisions consciously about what it is really that we're looking for, okay? So let's ascend together. Let's make a major leap together. And let's always remember that we are pure consciousness, okay? We are not all the ideas and the concepts and the programming and the and stuff that's forced upon us, that we force upon ourselves. We're not all of that. We're all these different things that we constantly tend to identify with. We are grander than that. We are further than that. We are deeper and we are more divine than that, okay? So I love you all. And no matter what you're dealing with, give yourself time. Give yourself the space to deal with whatever it is that you're dealing with right now or that you don't want to deal with. Give yourself the opportunity to allow these things to unravel, these layers to shed. Seek therapy where you need to seek therapy. And, you know, just communicate with your loved ones. Don't take life for granted. Love on yourself. Love on yourself hard, okay? This is the time to really love on yourself. Make that decision that will really catapult you onto your aligned path of your heart. Really get to know yourself and your heart and your soul on a really deep and important level. And stay tuned for everything that's to come. I'm super excited to finally be back and to finally bring a lot of the content that I've been creating to the light, to the surface for all of us to enjoy and to learn from. And as well for myself, I've been learning a lot, y'all. You know what I'm saying? This is like a collective journey. I just want to continue to remind y'all, this is a collective journey. And as always, check out Eco Welco on Patreon. Okay. So you could check me out. I'll have it in the comment section for y'all to read through and actually link to if you'd like to check me out. But there's a lot of content on there if you would like to become a subscriber. There is definitely, you know, patron-only subscriber content on there that, you know, is really important. And I think that we should all come together to just, you know, see what's really good. But as always, share this podcast with people who you think might be inspired by listening. I love you guys so, 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 so much. And again, give yourself some love right now. And, you know, just actually take a moment before we close out and just, like, if you can, give yourself a little hug, however that little hug looks, however you're able to do it, even if it's a little mental hug, you know what I'm saying? However you're able, however you want to, and just say to yourself, I love you. I celebrate you. And I am here for you. And that I am safe. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for listening. Much love, many blessings, and God bless. Thank you guys so much for listening to yet another episode here on the Meditation Matters podcast presented to you by Eco Welco. As always, if you have any questions or might want to be featured on the next episode, be sure to send me your questions or comments here on Anchor. Or you can DM me on Instagram and or Facebook at Eco Welco. Again, that's at Eco Welco. I look forward to bringing you guys more content. Super glad that you are here right now, even in the midst of all the craziness that's going on around us. Love you guys so, so much. Many blessings.